Yeah, it's more if you get fired or something, right?
Right. And you can quit if it's adverse conditions, but you can't.
Good morning, everyone. April 1st.
Woohoo!
8 a.m. Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call.
Sean.
You.
Pete.
Here.
Bill.
Yes.
Vicky.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
So I'll stand by saying the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any agenda corrections? Correction boarding.
This is a boarding contract for Steele County.
Okay.
So we just
that was the only one we had left, basically.
Yep. Same as the rest of them. Same
$100
price.
$100 a day, yep.
Yep.
And we got pretty much everybody that we've always had now, right?
Okay. Do we get many from Steele County?
We get a few. We get a lot of the people that are arrested out on the west end of the county because we're closer than Cass County. So
where's all the people coming from that your jail is getting so full?
We have, we have 12 Barnes County inmates right now, 11 marshals. I think I have 5 or 6 DOCR, 1 Ransom County. So.
Do we have any overflow from Cass ever?
Not at the moment. We haven't been. We haven't had a Cass inmate in a while.
Aren't they having the problems they were having?
No, they've kind of figured that out, I think.
Do we have any females anywhere?
We have technically none. We do have one sitting over in Stutzman County, but she's also there on Stutzman charges. So we aren't paying the bill for that.
Good.
So.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Environment Services. Are you part of this, Randy?
I'll come up in case you have a question.
Oh, good. I love handouts.
So in the deputy room, that's that furthest west one, we're looking at putting a countertop in there, kind of for their workstation, instead of three separate desks. And this is, I think, the best and most logical way to go, cheapest way to go.
So how long is this one?
This is 14 feet long.
So then you're going to put like four deputies on that 14 foot?
We have three actual data and works and power workstations. So if they need to communicate, they can just, you know, slide over and communicate amongst themselves. And then we also have, so the old dispatch center had the sit-stand stations.
Yes.
So we kept those, and we're going to put one in the corner, and then we're going to put one on this other side. So there's actually going to be 5 workstations in there if they needed their private workstation.
And how many desks? Just the two for the other two workstations?
Yep, it'd be 2 sit-stand desks.
And then the counter.
The long countertop. And if we need more, I mean, there might be, we've talked about maybe putting something in the middle of the room if need be.
But that's what the room allows us to do.
Yep, that's what the room allows us to do. Is this would be the best option, I feel.
Use of space is what
Correct. You're
saying.
Yep.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it. What do you guys think?
No, it's okay.
I make a motion to accept this bid for this countertop.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
What color are you getting? Dark?
Emma has a laminate picked out, which will match the front where the bulletproof glass is going to be. It's kind of a
bulletproof glass. We didn't okay that.
It's free. it's almost like a darkish gray color.
Okay, great. I'm just kind of curious what people pick out for colors.
Yeah.
Because they picked out some really dark wood for the flooring up at the villa, and I was like,
roll call.
looks so 70s.
Okay, Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Vicki.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Mike.
Yes.
Have they got the heating portion started?
I'm going to send an email today. It was supposed to go out to bid today, so I'm going to send one out today.
Bid just for that? Or
just for that phase.
So when do we get the, when do the bids come for the whole rest of the thing?
They should be coming out soon, too. I mean, I would think. I know they were doing their final touches.
I thought they were supposed to be in March originally.
Correct.
I thought that the big bid was all together. Are you saying we're going to get two separate billings? I thought we were going to have this done sooner for them down there, but that it was part of the big bid.
Yep, and that it is, but that's phase one of it.
Okay.
So they want to get that rolling first, and then usually in whoever bids phase one is probably going to be the same company that gets phase two.
Okay.
But we want to get phase one rolling first to get them in there, and then everything else. So.
And they're both coming out today?
I got to send an email.
Okay.
And I know the head engineer is actually going to Japan, so he wanted to get this all taken care of before he leaves.
So why wasn't it done in March?
I can ask them. I don't.
Okay, just a thought.
When you ask them, also add that we're hoping that the whole project isn't like this.
No.
We don't need a...
I know. Well, we can't once you start.
Yeah.
We got to heat. So
we got to move when we start moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
The second part I want to talk to is about the evidence processing. So, I mean, Randy can kind of... What we're looking at doing is putting just... so you know where that is right now in the basement, the evidence processing room. You might be able to explain a little more. You walk in the first door and you guys kind of have a little...
Well, it's very little area, very little countertop, very little anything.
And they do a lot of it at the Sheriff's Department now.
Yep.
And what we want to do is, there's almost like a little offset in the wall down there. We want to build like a 10 by 15 built like stick. I mean, talking 2x4s and OSB. I mean, just a cheap... something for them to do.
Build a where?
Downstairs.
In the basement.
In the basement where they're walking into their evidence room.
That's the biggest thing, is we don't want to do it in our office because that smell sometimes
wipes out.
Yep. And so we're going to try to get it as far away as we can. So
in front of your vault, you want to put a...
It would be off to the... Yeah, the vault is here, mm-hmm. and the tunnel is here, that corner, right?
Yep, just that one little corner that there's nothing in it.
And then you want to go down there and process your whatever and put it in the vault, right? You would never leave anything
correct.
In that room.
Yep.
You just want
it
a space.
It has to go in the vault. It has to go behind. It'll be like three locked doors that ends up being behind, I think, if I remember right.
Yep, no, it would just be a... From what I'm told, it's just the processing.
Yep,
you guys go there, and then you walk, like you said, then it goes into the vault from whatever they need.
So this is non-finished and everything? Then.
Non-finished. I mean, it's 2x4s and OSB.
And something you can do, and we don't have to bid
up. We're doing it. We're doing it.
Okay.
We've already got the doors, and I mean, well, they got a door.
So what are you figuring?
For price?
$500.
$500?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be 20 studs, maybe, and... I don't know, what, 4 or 5 sheets of OSB, and then we're just going to reuse the old lights that we have down there. So,
and you're going to just throw
I'm
a desk
okay with
that
it.
We have?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Sounds like we need it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... we.
If we're doing it up there before, now we're going to have to do it down here.
We need a place to do it, so
We need a place to do it. We want to keep the smell out of the courthouse, plus we want to be secure.
Yeah.
And our office would be secure, but you still have the...
Okay.
Ever the worry of stuff, whatever, leaking into the wood, that it would actually have to have some kind of a finish on it so you could clean it up, or...
You're talking...
I mean, we could paint it.
Yeah.
You know, we could...
Well, I'm just thinking if it's OSB, it's going to soak anything up that you...
Including the paint. You ever tried to paint OSB?
And I already two coats. Is there a price difference between sheetrock and OSB? I don't know.
Not a lot.
So maybe sheetrock is the better way to go too. And it's just so.
So what kind of smell? Chemical smells?
Well, your pot. If you get good, not really.
If you get good stuff,
you got good smell, and we We actually.
Shane, what are you used to?
Well, our office deputy would have to go home with it. She'd get a headache from it even. So,
yeah.
You know.
Did you let her drive?
No.
And there's plenty of space where you're talking?
Yeah.
It's not going to be in the way of anything or anything?
No, absolutely nothing.
I think if you need it, you need it.
I make a motion that you go ahead and build yourself a little nook.
Okay. One second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Up to a certain dollar amount or what?
Well, if they're thinking $500, if it gets more than that, just holler at us.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
I can't believe you can't buy what little bit you're talking about if you already got the door and the lights are already in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it.
I was just worried about, you know, don't leave your crap in there, put it in the vault, but you will. You're just going to process it and put it away.
Yep.
Sounds fine.
That's the steps of
roll call.
Custody.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Have a lovely day.
Make us proud.
Unless it's free sample day and then give Vicki a call. Free sample day.
No, I don't want any of that stuff. I'm like his
Vicki doesn't want to share.
No, it gives me a headache.
No, I'm not talking.
So
Highway department ain't here yet. Auditor's office. Everybody get a chance to look at the minutes.
Make the motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Barnes County North School local permit raffle.
What are they raffling?
I only have a copy.
They got a fun night or something?
No, I think it's a class that's doing one. I think they're giving Shields gift cards, I think.
You got a permit, but we didn't even get it?
Yeah, it was in the packet. I think that's what it was.
I don't have it. You guys should have it.
Yeah, it was in, I've seen it somewhere.
I did not.
Oh, did we? I didn't.
I didn't. If I did see it,
was
I didn't.
Was it been a while back?
Unless I've seen it on my end. I've seen
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, could be on the school end either.
Could have seen it there.
It's for a class, or one of the classes, and given Shield gift card. Maybe I've seen it at the schools.
Is our enrollment pretty steady up there?
Right now, they had dropped here a couple years, but now it's pretty steady, about 260.
20 a class, a little more than 20 a class, more or less.
Yeah, somewhere a little over, so average out about 18, 19, I would guess.
Do they get many that come up from Valley? I know there's a few.
About a dozen, I think.
Many.
I think there's a dozen, about a dozen on this bus, and there's... God, I don't know how they come up Jamestown, too. We start at Pacific over there.
They come out of Valley and go up there?
Yes.
No. How many come to Valley?
From this way?
Yeah.
A few.
A couple have graduated.
Oh, like Maple Valley.
Maple Valley's got more going on.
Okay.
We have more going to Maple Valley than we do now.
Out of Valley, I think there's more in the Maple Valley bus than the BCN bus. And I don't know how many come on Jamestown because they start the other route at the Civic, then they get Spiritwood and Upper Banner Road.
Is there a reason they just want to go to a smaller school or what's it?
If it's like when I was on the board, it depends on who they're mad at.
Sports teachers, whatever.
Yes, most of them are unhappy with something.
And by the end of the year, they could be back to a different district or back to their home district.
Sometimes they move back,
And sometimes the kids don't get along with
the school board member, I hated it.
Various reasons, yeah.
Yeah.
But about a consistent amount. A lot of the ones that have started are still there. Yeah. And we had to have a few that's come back.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the raffle.
What are we might be raffling off machine guns, Vicki. What do we know?
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be easy. I'm just kind of...
She's printing out, but
it's right here.
All right. I thought it was going to be a while.
They're Johnny on the spot here.
Yeah, are they? Good, good.
Thank you.
Just give me the works. I'll pass them around. Thank you.
Raffle Shields gift cards, $275.
They could vote for machine guns if they wanted it.
For prom.
What's that?
For prom.
For prom.
Intake.
Yeah, it could go.
2026
prom. Yeah, it's for the class for their prom.
This could go for weapons.
So I'll make a motion to approve it.
All right.
Motion, is there a second?
Then I'll second it.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Anything else from the auditor's office?
No.
Okay. Commission discussion. Pete, what do you got?
For the BA for the month, do you want to do the miles, Mike, or should I?
You got it. We got both got them.
Miles for month, 2,144 miles, 37 van rides, 233 calls, 88 walk-ins, and 19 appointments.
How many calls?
233. And then we just got...
How many walk-ins? I'm sorry.
88. And that includes everything, you know, business and not good. And then we just got notice yesterday she's going on vacation. They're both going to be out of training, out of the office for training next week, I think, in Fargo. Just lost my computer here. Went down. And then she's going on vacation in May. So.
Could you just go through those numbers again? Because something didn't add up to me.
2,144 miles in the van.
Okay.
37 rides.
37 rides, okay.
233 calls, 88 walk-ins, and then 19 appointments. So, but I mean, when Tammy's on vacation, you know, Becky's still there for the office to be open. So,
but how's the Lamar deal going?
Fine. You know, I asked her to get me new numbers if we want to change the contract rates or anything, and she hasn't. So, because the contract was up April 1st, I think. So she hadn't said anything to you, actually. And,
nothing about that.
Because I figured, you know, it's been a year. That's what our agreement was. We're going to review it. And I said, maybe we have more expenses. Maybe it costs us more, you know.
So that means that she's not going to Lamar this month until this is approved, right?
No, she goes to Lamar every month. We're still running on an old contract, apparently. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, because the contract's up, so we should stop.
Did it go through April, or was it done?
I think it was done in April.
First.
April 1st, I think.
Okay. I think so.
I think it was April 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, I can stop up there today and talk to her about it. But I had, you know, I asked her to get her numbers together, and she has not, because she's going to meet with their auditor, too, to see what their thoughts are, too. But Jen got back to me that she has done it, so. Other than that, we have a weed board meeting today as we speak. I don't know why he scheduled it during commission. He usually doesn't. But they were opening bids for their chemicals today, so I think the chemical reps were coming in. That's why he did it today. So then they'll start their spring process. I haven't heard all the pickups coming, if that's where it's at yet. We all went to the township officers meeting last week, mostly talked about those legislative issues. Development Corp we have next week, and Josh Johnson's going to meet with the Development Corporation about the schools, and wondered if any of us want to attend a tour for the schools. So if we do, we text her back or email her back. Did everybody get it from Jennifer or just?
No, nobody.
Did you? You got it, Sean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your group must have just done it.
Yeah, it was just our group then. She just sent it yesterday at 3:50. So Josh will be making a presentation to the Development Corporation at our April meeting concerning the school's facility plan. Very interested in a tour. So.
When are they planning this tour?
Well, said we could do the tour after the meeting next Monday, but see who's interested, so.
I'd like to do it, but I got a water board meeting right at 9, so it depends on how soon.
I would like to tour the building.
I'll see what she's planning.
You know, what time is that meeting?
The meeting's at 6:45 a.m.
Oh, that's
right. So usually done about 8:15, but it's not set up yet. She hasn't got any response to it yet. So.
Well, if nobody else responds, then don't.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know what it is.
Alone.
So.
I mean, for all the trouble,
just
okay. Sean.
Same meeting we all went to last week. The rest of mine are coming up. Economic development on Monday morning. Water board Monday morning. Museums next Thursday.
I think he said on the water.
And I think Monday might be a busy day, because being in Monday, the social service meeting should be next Monday at 11. So I haven't done here nothing since.
What was the water board saying? They're not handling anything out of Hobart right now because of the water quality?
Yeah, the water. That's been since the last meeting. They had to shut it down because there wasn't enough flow in the river with the quality coming out of Hobart.
To compensate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
To compensate it.
Yeah, they got to have enough flow to mix with.
Yeah. Yeah.
The river's almost dry. I mean, there's nothing coming by our place at all.
You can go further south.
Well, I haven't been up to the lake, but I'm betting they slammed her shut. Going like this and hoping that they're going to actually get it to pool level.
I'd say it's down about 4 feet at least.
Well, if they took her down to...
I don't know if they took it down as low because they weren't there. But you see on the shore there at the dam, it's down, I'd say four.
Yeah. I would
say half the water in the lake, really.
Yeah, because once you get out of the old town...
Yeah, we headed down Catherine Way. It just gets
trickier.
Yeah.
Well, they don't run off. No. You know, and there's not going to be. There'll be a little runoff from this, maybe, but pretty slim picking. But I see Hobart's down to the bottom of the culverts at the elevators out there, so they can't go a whole lot more out of there anyway. Probably. I don't know what they're left.
They're talking about once it got down to get out. There's that old channel that needs to be cleaned, but until it dries up and they can get out to it, that it isn't going to happen.
And Sandburn isn't doing anything, I don't think. Sandburn Lake.
They were to where they could open it, but if it was only an inch over, they weren't going to bother.
They're good for water quality, I suppose.
No.
It's still very high at Sandburn, though.
Is it?
I mean, compared to years before, I mean, it's not.
Well, they're monitoring it. I know that once it got, so they got 6 inches to work with, it's just a joke. So
I know. I agree.
The whole project was a freaking joke, so.
Yes.
That comes down through us, so I know when it's coming.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Anything else, Sean?
No.
Mikey?
City County Health, they've kind of worked their agreements with South Central, so they're going to get going on those offices there. Still want to try to be done end of June. They did get selected as the Public Health Team of the Year Award. City County Health did. They just got that.
Public Health Team of the Year Award?
Yeah.
Public Health Team. Okay, great.
And they get that award in sometime in June out to Bismarck.
Nice.
But other than that, it pretty much was all most of the discussion on those offices up there, upstairs. Not much else.
Okay.
This month.
Vicki?
Oh, you're not going to go with him? Well, you're going to wait yet. Okay.
Well, Jamie's not here.
Okay, so I went to the South Central Regional Council. They're going to raise the interstate at Cleveland. So you guys know that floods once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
This year they're going to do that interstate raise.
Does the state have something to do with that?
Yeah, I think they have everything to do with it.
Oh, I thought it was all fed for interstates.
I'm not quite sure.
It's the state highway department.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know if you see something that's going to be going
that's
on.
That's
going to
be done this summer?
It's going to be.
Or in the bids this summer?
They're going to start construction on it, so I think it's already been bid
out.
Done
this summer.
Yeah.
So they'll go one lane probably through that area?
Yeah.
It won't be as far as what it was at Crystal Springs, at least, I hope.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That was
a mess for us. They said the people that live in the Cleveland Way are really happy about the idea because there was a few times they had to go all the way around because it was so flooded. And I'm like, oh, I'm terribly sorry for y'all. So, and then we were doing this Rural Farm Business Center USDA program where we were getting money out of them to help promote their farms program. And that money has been frozen now. So we will no longer be getting the funding for that.
That's for like little startup?
Yes.
Farm operations, chicken outfits?
Yes.
Butcher plants? Yeah.
We were supposed to be getting money from them for 5 years, and we've got it for 1.5 years or something, and now they froze the program. So
yeah, just, that money was promised, and then you know a lot of guys started the process of doing stuff.
And
now their bills are in, and they have no funding for it. So.
I know.
I mean, you sign a contract. Contract should be good. But.
Well, that was money that was frozen. Actually, couldn't be frozen because it was distributed by Congress.
So. Right. Yeah.
So then I didn't go to the library because I actually went up to the highway department and we hired somebody new for Catherine. So that's really nice for that. But I did hear through the grapevine, it was on the agenda for the library board meeting, and we paid a good chunk of the money back that we had out in loans, so we are doing fairly well there. And also, we got a donation from Publix for the next 5 years. I think it's $5,000 a year. So we should be okay with the loan. So I just want to let you know that there isn't much left of the loan after we...
Is the roof project done?
It's done.
The ceiling inside's all done and everything?
Yes. And the only thing that never got done was there was some decorative painting that was supposed to be in the rotunda area. And when they had the scaffold up, the lady that was supposed to do it got sick. So she never came in and did the decorative painting. And I don't know if that decorative painting will ever get done because a scaffold that high to do that decorative painting is going to cost us a fortune. So I don't believe that that is ever going to happen. So, and it looks like business is back to normal. The bookcases have been restocked with the books that were off-site. And so if you go in there...
It's back being used again for books.
Yes, and they cleaned the carpeting so it all looks nice in there. And
any updates from legislature and anything that's happened out there?
No, they were going to give that at the meeting and I wasn't there, but yeah. Also,
I know she hammered it at the legislative update we had, which...
Also, the
good.
The regional council is looking for some money coming out of the legislature, too. And I guess it had passed the House, so they're hoping it'll pass the Senate. It's the money for all regional councils to help fund their boards.
An important bill.
Yeah, but we'll see.
What they take care of most of the time.
But we'll see if it actually happens. And then I was going to talk about our bidding for engineers, but I believe that will happen with Jamie. So I'm finished.
Okay, come on up.
Got snowplows on?
I wouldn't take them off.
We're not going to need them.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Let her melt.
Let her melt. It'll melt by May.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, some exciting news. I can't recall if I shared with you last time, but we were able to interview and offer, and a person accepted the position for the Catherine shop. So they'll be starting on April 9th. So that's wonderful news for our team. So, Bill, I just need your signature on that.
Can you give a name, or is it still?
William Foster. And he lives in Catherine.
His grandpa's mayor down in Catherine,
Ron Cougar.
Yep. So I'll be bringing him to the next meeting.
So has somebody retired in Catherine?
We haven't had anybody full-time out of Catherine since 2019. Well, Brownie, and then we couldn't fill it, so we were providing service out of Valley City. We had somebody from the Litchfield area in 2019. They moved on. And so we've just been providing service out of Valley City, which, of course, slows down the system.
Sure. That's a good deal. So, he's all ready to go.
Yes, he's passed all the preliminary background.
Necessary training and everything to run it?
Well,
grades and everything?
No.
Are you going to train
him
out there blind or what?
We'll train him.
We've got, direction to
yeah,
it or what?
We've got exceptional staff that we'll train. Jacob Piatz is our main motor grader trainer, and then of course Tim Tangen, who you all know is spent the majority of his life in the motor breeder.
Tim doesn't do the Catherine anymore. I suppose he's too busy being a foreman.
Yeah. Yep.
Because he used to work out of there. So.
Yep, he pinch hits out of Catherine if we need to. Sure. So. But anyway, so there's a quick update there.
I mean, there's skills there. I mean, there's a lot of skills to late hero.
It takes more than just a body sitting
right,
in there.
Right, so I mean, so. Yeah.
It's something that will take a few years to refine.
So he's not an operator yet?
Not really. Yet, but we'll make him one.
Okay, good.
I have every confidence that that will happen. So, on to the business. We had a consultant interviews. We sent out the request for proposals for construction engineering for our 3ER projects. From 2022, so that would be the grade raise on Barnes County 4 east of Wimbledon, and our two hill slides, one at Bayshore and one south of the city of Catherine, both on 21. We interviewed two firms who had submitted, Bolton and Mink and KLJ. There was a 30-minute presentation by both firms, followed by questions and answers. They were each asked a series of 10 identical questions worth 10 points each for a possible score of 100. KLJ outscored Bolton and Mink on all three projects. Therefore, the selection committee recommends that the commission select KLJ to perform the construction engineering services for those projects.
And who's the committee?
It was comprised of Commissioner Lovell, myself, and Tim Tangen.
If you want to see the proposals.
You're fine with the way it went?
Yes, Bolton and Mink came across really good, and so did KLJ, but I didn't think Bolton and Mink had enough slides in their repertoire. The people that were there didn't really know much about landslides, so. Mm-hmm. But they were really interested in doing the grade raise on 4, but. Yeah.
Where are they out of?
Fargo.
Do you want to look at their proposal?
No, I'm fine with it. The larger committee went through it.
Yes. And they presented some really neat new toys that they would use in measuring and stuff, but...
So you want a motion, don't you?
Yes, we need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
A motion, is there a second? I'll second it. Motion second. Is there any further discussion?
No motions to go with KLJ for the project, for these three projects, right?
Correct.
That's what we recommend.
Vicki.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Dill.
Yep.
Sean.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
So I scored them pretty evenly, both of them. But when we were discussing the things afterwards, it kind of went south for me with Bolton. So,
I think what was critical for me as superintendent was that Bolton and Mink does a lot of engineering on the state side and works with the state DOT, which is great. But their programming is significantly different than local government, and that's a big deal for us. Also, they've never inquired about any work with us prior, nor were they here to help get all of the money that we've gotten in the last 2 years, 3 years for the project projects, as well as this is a local company with families and investing in our community too. And I know that it is the direction of the commission that we try to do as much local as possible. And so we do that at the shop at all costs. Even though sometimes it's more expensive. So from my standpoint, that was my recommendation.
Yeah, do we still look out for the taxpayers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
I know you do. Do we bid all the projects for engineering like that?
No, only the federal.
That's what I was wondering, yeah. Okay.
That runs out we get mainly paid back on.
Well, the 80-20.
I was surprised that we only had two firms that were interested projects, because, you know, we do have other firms in the area that didn't apply, so. And we can't force them to apply.
And then
some didn't have expertise in what was being done, so.
Well, look at the bridge project we had.
They had not done hill slides.
We had that bridge project down by the college. We couldn't even get anybody to bid.
No.
Are we rebidding that?
Yes, we will be. Okay. I just spoke with DOT yesterday on both that and the Peterson Bridge. So it's a matter of Viking Drive is a federal highway grant. We're waiting for the nod from the feds to move forward on that. And then
well, they were supposed to be 100% funded for $2 million, but then nobody would bid on it. So it's like, well, what's $2 million going to do if nobody's going to bid on it?
That was when it was a restoration.
Yeah. Now for a new bridge, they won't be 100% funded anymore.
Well, with the Fed Highway grant, it sounds like it's 100%.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
If they
may be a small local share, but it sounds like the significant portion will be covered under Fed Highway.
Because they still have state bridge funds set aside for it, too, that were originally going to be used for the rehab, but now that it's a replacement, you have those funds still there and then supplement with the Fed Highway.
So both projects are still on track. We're just trying to work out those grant monies and funding opportunities. So
when are you going to start your hill slides and your grade race?
Well, the grade race has been bid, and I'll have Brian talk to you about numbers. We got a really competitive bid from Border States. We just recently signed the contract with them, so we'll hopefully
They were thinking midsummer, August-ish.
Yeah. Okay, that was on number four, yep.
And then hill slides, we haven't gotten the bids. You know, they're being advertised now, bid opening in April for those projects. So with that, I'm going to transition into Brian talking about the costs and some of our bid tabs for the projects that we've had going, as well as the township projects that we've been helping with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some handouts for everyone. So there's three bid tabs in there, and then I also just included a map of just all the overall projects for this summer that are going to be going on in the county. The first bid tab, I don't know what order I put them in, sorry, that's for the Highway 17 reclamation project. That one was funded through the Flex Fund, so we got good bids on that. I think Williams Excavation was the low bid at $570,000, which was almost $100,000 under our estimate. And then this one is funded at 80-20. So you guys have 20% of that total cost for that one. The next one was the paving project on Highway 6. We had a lot of bids on that one, really competitive. Mayo Construction a little bit on that one, and they were almost $800,000 under our estimate. So
this is the Wimbledon one?
No, this is
paving on Highway 6. Okay. Yep. And this was the joint project with Cass County. Yep.
What was the first one?
17 South, pole number one, reclamation.
Okay, then I didn't have it in order.
That's the paving on Highway 6.
Yep. Number 6, okay.
Yep.
And this was old number 10. Okay.
Yep.
One.
And which old one are you going
one.
With?
Old number one. Yes, sorry.
Now on Mayo Construction, they're up north in Cavalier. We've done a lot of projects with them. So, yeah, the paving contractors are super hungry. The state's system is, they're way down, like 40% from what they had last year. So they're all looking for work still. So really good prices there. And then the last one is the township project by Meadow Lake. And this one is the township got that special. It was a one-time funding. They had $10 million that the townships could apply for. And Meadow Lake and Mini Lake both got projects out of that. So this one, Knife River, was low bid. They were under our estimate again. And this one is 100% paid for by the DOT. So just you guys are kind of just a pass through. The state didn't do contracts directly with the townships.
Okay. On old number one.
Yes.
You said Mayo was a low bid.
No, Williams Excavation. They're out of Minnesota.
And that we'd start when?
That one, they sounded like they wanted to start sooner than later. But if you guys are good with all the bids now, you approve award, then we'll send the award letters out and contracts, and then once we have those, we'll get a pre-construction meeting set and get a formal schedule from them.
And then are we having any more meetings with anybody down there?
No.
I haven't heard.
Nobody
reached out after.
I've had a couple that meeting. But I think I got them all worked out or whatever.
I haven't had any since we've had our landowner meeting.
I think the biggest thing is people thought that if it got graveled, it would never get taken care of again.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And that was what I was kind of taking from that meeting we had that night. Yeah. And it's like, you'll probably get better maintenance on it now than you ever have.
I think they got to understand it's still a county highway, not a township road.
Right, right. It's still going to see the same level of maintenance and service.
Yeah. So how much do we do? Do we do 80-20 on that? Or?
Yeah.
So your local share is about $110,000 on the reclaiming.
Keep going.
Oh, I was going to say, and on that project, so what the project will consist of is we'll put like 3 inches of gravel down over the asphalt, reclaim the existing asphalt and the gravel, and then they'll come back through and reclaim it again with the stabilizer in it, and then on top of that, we'll shoot chloride. So it should be a very solid gravel road.
Was it the second bypass they put that chemical in with it? I thought they mixed some with the first, he said,
too. We're going to do base one.
Yeah, so the first one is just to get the asphalt out of there, and then they come through the second time and put the base one in.
Like an oil product in?
It's like a
cement-based product, right?
Yeah, it's a polymer-based,
So it should be better in a gravel road.
And for sure with the chloride, I mean, for the first few years.
Have you seen where they've done this? Looks good.
Yeah, I mean, you guys did it on the. What route did you guys do? Base one.
Oh, base one was on Barnes County 3 or the Urbana Road.
Urbana.
And it's still functioning, and it's been over 10 years. So, and we've graveled over it.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you will have to gravel over it, but I mean, you have that solid base still there.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
There was the one that they did over by Jamestown, and then they went back to pavement on that road. Mm-hmm. But the reason that they did it in the first place is because I called one of the commissioners over there, and then they'd lost their funding for that road. That's why they never paved it again. Well, then they got funding back in there so that they could do that.
You're talking 10?
Yeah.
So then they...
That was bad.
That was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was the reason they went back, because they got funding for it. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And Highway 6 project, what's the cost share on that?
On which one?
On Highway 6. 80-20. Is that 80-20?
That's 80-20, and then the total cost is with the Cass County side, too, so it's actually, you have about half of the 20%.
Yeah,
half
of that. Yep.
So how far is Cass going, do you know? Are they going all the way to Interstate?
No.
No. It's... Yeah, it's
just
in
a page. They have 6, we have 4.
Yep.
Oh, just a page.
Yeah.
I heard at one time they're going all the way, but they're not.
To page.
I think they might have a separate project on their
Everybody's own. Hoping they're going all the way to Interstate. So.
Yeah.
And Cass County.
Right, yeah. I'm not 100% sure if that's this year. I know it's in the works.
So that would be about 300,000.
Correct, yep. For your local share. Yep.
And then a couple hundred thousand on the 17.
So. And we have the funds already, right?
About
115,000.
115.
Yep. And then the grade raise.
It's getting an awful lot of work for us relatively small.
Yeah, I think I tallied it up. It was like your local share is around $1 million, but for the amount of projects that we're getting done is
huge.
So countywide, counting the townships, 12.2 million. And the county itself will be in just around or under $2 million. So that's a $10 million savings because of a lot of work applying.
But right here is $400,000. So.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we go with the 3 bids that we were provided.
Low bids.
I'll make that motion.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he did. Second.
Okay.
It's been motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Sounds good. It's nice to see bids come down instead of go up.
Super nice.
It's nice to see people bid.
It's nice to see people hungry.
Yeah. We have a contractor still calling us asking if we're getting more work.
Very competitive.
Roll call.
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Sean?
Yes.
Yes.
How many did we have for metal waste? Like 7?
Yeah. I think we had more on the paving, too.
Yeah.
I've not sat in on bid openings when there's that many contractors bidding. They're really hungry. Well, the state's not doing as many jobs this year. They have a few big jobs, but the majority of the work is on the county side. So these engineering firms and contractors are really hungry for work, and I think that's why we are seeing these prices. So,
did you get any answers back on that bike path from them guys?
Yeah, we talked with Luke Water States. I mean, it's conditions before weren't ideal. I mean, crack sealed it, and then I think a chip seal. Short of taking out all the asphalt there and patching it, I don't know.
Did you get down there and look at it?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
For just having that done,
yeah,
that was bullshit.
Well, that's definitely. And
they did it last year, but by my place, they had cracks as wide. The length of it, not across, the length.
Yeah, definitely don't typically see the longitudinal cracks.
I know.
I think too, what plays a big role is the bike path is 25 plus years old. It's not very thick. Its condition was poor. We didn't remove the entire asphalt that was there. And I feel like, you know, we had some of that deflective cracking come through.
In other words, you didn't really get an answer from them?
Other than the cracks were there prior. And so they're going to show up.
My fear is if you just came through and milled like an inch off and you have 2 and 3 inches there, it's going to completely blow up. And then it's the only way to fix that problem is to get rid of all the asphalt, because those cracks go all the way down to the gravel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it was a 2-inch lift. It's not a big enough lift to.
But for the amount that cost, and it was done late in the fall, and it's only the 1st of April today, and for what it looked like, I wasn't real impressed.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, right through that stretch, I don't know why those cracks came back and they didn't anywhere else. I mean, you have transverse cracks that you'd expect to see throughout. And then, I don't have I'm guessing there's subgrade issues there. So, I mean, to open that up and address that, the prices we got on, because I don't think it was necessarily the contractor's fault. I mean, their operation was the same throughout. I think you're looking at more of a deeper subgrade poor asphalt condition that was there. So to fix it with the project, it would have, we punched it out to take out the asphalt for that 200 foot stretch and put new in, it would have been like 60 grand. So I didn't think it was cost effective to fix it with the project.
I'm just asking.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we definitely.
Because I get asked.
I am so surprised, honestly, out of all the projects that we do, the bike path was the biggest headache. It is one of the smaller projects. It's just funny how it's got so much visibility, right? And so I'll be glad when we can close the books on said.
That was one thing I was going to bring up. They got those metal plates at the beginning and the end of every one of them?
Yeah, the ADA.
Shouldn't they be colored of some kind?
No. So historically, they've always been those yellow plastic ones.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you see the DOT has those at the interstate, and they get tore up, especially with skid steers, snow equipment. So we've been switching to those ductile iron ones,
okay.
And then there's just no maintenance on them.
And to me.
What's the Bayshore slide repair? Are we doing that in-house?
Oh, heavens, no.
Which ones are we all bidding? That one?
That's one of them. Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, that's not something we can...
In April, you thought the bids are coming on those or not?
Yeah.
So we're doing the three, right? And that's the one by Catherine. That's Bayshore. Okay, then you have a North Valley slide, too.
That's a hazard mitigation through FEMA and DES, and we're trying to corner them down to give us in writing that they're actually going to give us the money before we get any further.
So this is on hold?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you still check that regularly, apparently?
Yes. We monitor all this. Well, you get the usual, but nothing where it's affecting the driving services.
So your April one is just the Bayshore one?
Bayshore and Catherine.
And Catherine, okay.
Yeah, well, see, it was North Valley and South Catherine, or whatever, North Catherine slide. So I thought that it wasn't Bayshore.
No, it's Bayshore.
Because you had too many slides on here for what we didn't bid.
Yeah. Well, what we were working on with our RFP process was Bayshore and South of Catherine. The North Valley one right out here north of the Highline Bridge in the river, that is a hazard mitigation one that we've been working with DES for a number of years now. And before we get too far into project design and development, we want some hard copies saying you're really going to come up with the money. So
I just know that there was too many on your map.
Well, that's going to be spending.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Millions.
Well, I don't know that it's... I mean, it's not a complete dig out. There's some options. We already did, thanks to funding through the DES at 90-10, I think it was, we already completed the geotech work and a lot of the preliminary work. And refresh my memory, we're talking about like drain tile and soil nails.
And so there was the soil nail option was through that GAS or GSI. Mm-hmm. So Braun had come back with essentially digging out that slope and putting benches in it and then using more of a sand backfill, sort of promote drainage through there and then adding drain tile.
Yeah, because they know now where the water's coming from.
Exactly. So it should be, in relative terms, it shouldn't be off the charge expensive, for one thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be more.
So they're not going to put everything dirt work back excavation. Is gone then, or what?
Yeah, well, yes. It's not a full excavation, so.
But we'll dig out all the material that's slid down, do the benching back, and then restore that in slope at the end.
By the looks of it, like you're thinking, it looks like it'd be a hell of an expensive project just because of the amount of soil.
You're still looking at close to $1 million. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, it's going to be expensive.
From a distance, it looks scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like it's going to go.
You don't have to get off very far off the road and go down the ditch and one side or the other looking at it.
It's not a full grade removal and replace.
Some glasses and
As of now, we're not touching the road itself, just the slope. So it saves money that way. Yeah.
And that's why it qualified for the FEMA funding and not the federal highway ER type stuff, because it's not affecting the roadway itself at this point. Okay. So
good.
But that's a busy road. Yeah.
Yes. And the goal would be to keep one lane open if that project...
What's traffic count on that in the summer? Do you have any idea?
Not off the top of my head.
Hundreds.
Like 500, 600.
Easily.
The guys at Farm Along there says just, late time, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I've sat at that crossroads up by Getchell School for sometimes 3+ minutes waiting for traffic going in the direction to get across.
It's very busy.
On the Bayshore Hillside, that one, we're going to be putting in a sheet pile wall to kind of staple that soil in there. And we'll be able to keep one lane traffic open the entire time. We'll have traffic signals, so it'll be kind of a stop take turns.
That's not really changing much, the Bayshore one.
No, it hasn't moved.
I mean,
a whole
in the last
lot.
Year or two, it has.
No, thank goodness, because it is affecting and impacting the roadway. We've put a lot of patching in there.
Yep. Anything not improved on the Love section?
We are working on, Brian and I have been kind of brainstorming a bit. It looks likely that there will be another round of flex funding opening up through the state, and we would like to put together a joint project with DOT, Valley City, and us to do an improvement to the debacle at Love's, and then we all have skin in the game, and we could maybe all get into a big pot.
Yeah, we're hoping we can leverage. So the flex fund, half of it goes straight to the DOT, half gets divvied out between the
cities. So make it swing round wider so that we don't have the traffic sitting there?
We would have to
build a better road.
Yeah, it needs to be widened and turn
lanes. Ideally,
it
would be concrete out through the Love's intersection and the turn lane. And
they didn't like the idea of restricting it.
I've heard rumblings about the restrictions I placed on the Dumpground Hill, but I've not been contacted. But Dumpground Hill from the I-94 north or south all the way through is restricted. So,
well, there's a lot of slides on there too.
It's sliding and it's deteriorating, and I've got a culvert that's going to need to be lined by subsurface this year. So we're justified. I mean, the pavement condition is horrendous.
Yeah, weight restrictions, man.
Yeah, there's restrictions, frost restrictions.
To the top of the hill or what?
From I-94 going all the way south to number one.
Oh.
Before it was not restricted from I-94 to the dump ground turn, but now it is because of the condition.
Oh, I thought it was always restricted.
No, that little piece was not.
Okay.
But it is now.
And road restrictions stay in place, right?
Yes. Any other questions or concerns?
Very good.
Us?
Gravel that we use, do we mix that to a certain consistency? I mean, so much clay, so much gravel.
I try to select a higher PI gravel. Did I have the stuff from Hanaford tested with you guys? KLJ is usually pretty good about, if I bring a sample in, they'll test it for us so we have an understanding of what we're getting. I can't remember the results
last
on that
year.
One, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look, but
well, it's just something we need to stay on top of.
Yeah. No, we just talked about
this at the township, and it wasn't during the meeting, well, somewhat during the meeting, but afterwards talking to several of them. Whether it's the township or the county, if we're putting stuff that's too sandy with not enough clay on, then we might as well just take the money and throw it in there and burn it in.
I'm very conscientious on the selection of our gravel, and that in part is why we're
Well, and I wish every township out there was too, because dumping sand on the road, you might as well burn the money instead of putting your gravel.
So KLJ classes the gravel?
Yeah, we'll do a gradation.
They'll do gradations for us. I just have to bring a bucket, they take care of it, and it's just, they just help me out, and that's really nice. I will tell you the why behind the, I learned the hard way with the gravel when I took over. I had purchased some gravel, good faith purchase, started hauling it, did all of number one, went up there to check on the gravel crew, and immediately saw that it was going to fail, and we ceased operations, and it has been a mess since. So I learned my lesson with testing gravel and paying attention to the PI levels, and I admit that I made that mistake, and we'll fix it.
So you paid for this pit run, and did you get any money back then?
We only paid for what we put down, and then we ceased operations. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Unfortunately, sure, I made a mistake, and I'll own up to it. But
that
it will
stuff down southwest is about the best gravel we have, ain't it?
The Bischoff pit, yes, but we only have roughly another 20,000 ton to put up, and I do have a contractor on the hook to do that for us.
So, I know Cass County ships a lot of theirs in.
They rail it in.
How much more expensive is that then?
I don't want to know.
Massive, I would guess.
We're going to get to that point where we're not going to have decent gravel anymore.
Right, we are, unfortunately.
So all class 5 isn't the same. There's no different level of class 5.
Correct? Yeah, certainly.
I didn't know that. I also thought class 5, and I was talking to Tim Logan about it. He said, no, it can really vary.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty broad ranges in each CIV class, and then where it really gets into differences is your minus 200. You really find, is it silt, is it clay, is it sand? Can make a lot
just
of difference.
Know that I don't want us as a county to do what some of the townships have done. Because I've seen some of the gravel, supposed gravel we cut put on roads, and it's horrendous that they wasted taxpayer money putting it on, because the first time it rained, I was sitting in the field next to one of those roads and watched the running right off the surface of the road into the ditch, the same that they put on
Yes.
We did that when I was on the township board. It was some of the stuff that we put on was...
And it's like, you might as well burnt the money, yeah, giving it back because it was worthless saying that you graveled the road.
Well, as you know, just different sides of the pile are different.
Yeah, yeah. There it is.
You got a sandy pile on the rocky side. You got.
And if the sun hits it or doesn't hit it, or if the moon hits it and the sun don't.
Well, in all fairness, you know, previously we had hauled out of this pit that I hauled out of for number one. In the past, we'd hauled out of it. It was fine. It performed well for us. Newbie, I know that's not an excuse, but I just assumed, and it went south, and I'll never do that again. So sometimes you got to learn the hard way, but at least it was only 4 miles.
Yeah, but like Bill said, sometimes you get the good, some in the same pit, almost the same, yeah, guys hauling, and
it
works
same
good,
pit,
and the next
was,
road is like, oh my God, where'd that come from?
It was the same pit, it was the same company that put, yep, it up. I mean, all of those things. I,
yeah,
thought
but
it was
you,
fine.
You move into the ground and 10 feet in, mm-hmm, it changes,
yep,
totally,
yeah,
different.
You get a clay streak or something.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So
that's why it takes
anyway
a good gravel guy to make good gravel.
It, yep, sure does. Anyway,
it,
we do pay attention, and it's a great question, and I know,
no,
that...
I just, since we just covered everything at the, and there was questions after the meeting, I was, yep,
we've been getting a lot more pressure, not pressure, but just companies coming to us like that are selling polymers, additives, stabilizers, and I think it's driven just because there is gravel is becoming more scarce.
How'd that road surface turn out in Ransom where they did that clay, that certain clay that they put over that doesn't need to be?
Oh, the bentonite?
Yeah.
I've not driven over it. I'm not sure.
It'd be interesting
up
to know because that was several years ago to,
yeah,
see what that is. I mean, I know it's way more expensive, but if it's something that would stabilize the road surface,
yeah,
for...
Tim Tangen and I initially looked into bentonite to fix the disaster up on one, and we found out that we'd have to go to Rapid City to get it and that we couldn't just reasonably bring in any bentonite. So it's either Rapid City, Wyoming, very difficult to come up with.
But how far does it go for load?
I don't have it with me right now.
The hardest part that we've been having with these is it matters what kind of gravel is there first.
It has to have something to bind
with. You can do the same exact stabilizer in two different roads and have two different outcomes.
Well, it all depends on what... Mix the roadbed too, if the roadbed were the crap.
Right, yeah. So it's kind of like getting the stars aligned to other, some of these. But
do you have any of your that we bought?
The trailer's there. The truck is getting its wet.
I got one more thing to add.
Did we get the loader?
Yes, come on up, take her for a spin. You can clean the yard after the storm.
Okay, I'll do that.
Vicki drove it. She just didn't start it, but she
yeah
drove.
I got up in the cab. That's a nice little getter. So,
yeah.
I know you guys like to play with it, and I just like to look at the nice stuff.
So, yes.
Better good?
All right. Anything else? Good? All right. Thank you, everybody.
Good.
Julie, thanks. I'll give you the specifics of the project numbers.
I also went to the housing... HUD housing thing. And Sean, you'd ask me about... Okay.
I just... How long?
You paid for my driveway this year?
Okay. Yeah, I'll be around.
Are you paying for my driveway this year?
I'm gonna, yeah, you're on the list with Roger Bernson. Yeah.
You get Roger first. Roger said for 25 years you promised him to pay his driveway.
And then he moved to town and I'm off the hook.
Yep.
And you're already in the...
Now I'd go gravel this driveway just to really torture.
You see we got an update from Anna on the cost of the meals?
No.
I just
what were you going to say?
HUD, you had a gentleman, yeah, that was a veteran. They never received a phone call on it yet at the meeting that I went to. So I don't know if they have...
Well, I have information on that's as good as we can do, so...
Yes.
I mean,
but I wanted to let you know I did go to the meeting and I did talk to him about it.
There was a phone call that I received, so I called you knowing you didn't give me the answer. You did. I passed it on and that was that, so...
But I was surprised that 2 days later when I went to the meeting that...
Well, because it sounded like they wanted a meeting.
Right, so... They are.
What do they always do when somebody calls?
They are pretty full. Pretty full. I think they only had one voucher left. So.
So you see what Anna says? She said we pay $1.80 a meal served, plus $151 meal period. That's apparently our flat
our
charge
base,
every day.
Must be our base charge.
So that's okay. Three times a day then?
The 180 would be three times a day and the 150 a day. Yeah. So it's...
So the 180 is three times a day. Okay, so I had to triple that. Okay.
Well, she said we have 105 trays per day. That amounts to $1,323 a week. And then the meal, the flat meal charge is $3,171, so that'd be your $4,500. Yeah. So.
Why is it $3,000? I thought it was $150 a week.
$150 per meal, period, apparently, each meal.
Yeah, evidently we never got that information. I don't remember getting that information.
No, I thought it was that we gave them a flat fee once a week.
Well, why isn't that figured into the cost of the meal? I don't understand why you get two charges for the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, it should all be figured into the cost per meal, period.
Boom.
Yeah, because I think we're getting ripped.
Well, I don't think we or any of us thought there was going to amount to that amount.
No, it was going to be like $2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah, I don't know how that 151 per meal period counts up, because if it's $3,171 a month, that's $105 a day. So how does that relate to the 105?
So if it's 151 per meal period, I just did the math. It's 21 days. So how could a meal period be 21 days?
That's what it doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Three-week rotation.
What's that, Randy?
They have a three-week rotation.
Oh, so
my addition set up 3 weeks.
Oh, so this is 3 weeks.
3 weeks, then the next 3 weeks. Okay. And just rotate.
So it's not a month. That's
it's
for the 3 week
it's
period.
It's a 3 week.
It's a time period, isn't it?
Yeah, that would add up.
It's the time period.
Correct.
Yeah, that would add up.
I think this is ridiculous. We were talking a lot less money than this for the year, and we were already. We're only 2 months in, and I figured we should be about a quarterly of that price.
Well, we'll have to get Jeremy up here to explain it to us better, I guess.
Well, you know, if you look at your inmates you got there, you're going to take in $1.1 million this year in housing if you stay at that 30.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, if you're down to 20 inmates, let's say, you're taking in less, food's costing you less.
It's kind of what you're getting. I mean, we increase the people, so you got to increase the food.
And you're getting it back.
Yeah.
I mean, when we started out, we were having 12 to 15 people up there. It was costing a lot less to eat.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying you're getting the money back by the amount you're charging.
Yeah.
The other places. I can't ask you outside that.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
I'd like to see the contract again, because I didn't think that's what we were... Thank you.
I emailed the contract over to you guys. You can read it. Page 6 of the contract talks about the financials.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll look it up.
Thanks, Anna.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I didn't realize we were in for a mint. I just thought we were in for a mild hit. So. Yeah.
Jails are a necessary evil that we pay a lot of money for.
Well, that's why we're trying to help more inmates to help offset that.
Mm-hmm.
And
You're doing your due diligence, but I just didn't realize that was costing us that much.
You just didn't think we had to feed them every day, did you?
No, I got that part about it, but I just didn't get the...
You're going to go throw the bread.
We want numbers up, so it's going to keep...
Yeah.
And we, you know, part of it was when we first started, we didn't have... Now we're kind of full staffed. Helping too, but we don't have the females, the house females yet. We get an app, we hire them, and then somebody quits. Went to PD, got full staffed, a week later, one quits. Now we're not full staffed again.
Yeah. It's a revolving door.
There you go.
So if you go to page 6 of this agreement, it says exactly what she wrote.
Okay, I will look it over.
Apparently, we did.
I appreciate her sending it out.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Are you done with the commission?
I am done with my spiel.
Okay. I didn't have winter show yet. We didn't have one last week. County, we already talked about hiring somebody for Catherine.
Did You don't know if the winter show was successful or not? Or?
I think it was, but they didn't have all the numbers together, and we didn't have a meeting last week.
I think it's going to be something that really we're going to have to review. Because, you know, the winter show had a good crowd, but it's not like the old days. We don't, you know, I was through the horse pulling, the tractor pulling. I mean, that place used to be half full. It's not a couple hundred people now. So, I mean, it's a tough, you don't make any money on a county fair. So, I mean, it's going to have to be revisited. So. This contract we signed on August 15th, this one that we're talking about with the jail. So we did, we approved it and signed it.
One of the reasons it's getting more is because we got more people.
Right.
That's the reason you notice that the numbers are higher.
I'm just at $3,000 a week. So I don't know. I want to look it over again. So thank you.
What, if 30 people a day, we're taking in 3,000 a day, more or less housing, more or less, to sell our, the full 100, you know, right?
Right, because marshals don't pay that much. What do they pay?
95.
And the 95. City pays a little less. So, but I mean, you know, average. We're taking in 3,000 a day. So.
But we agreed on that. So.
Yeah, no, we signed it, so it's...
Got taco day today. If anybody can help, I'm going to try to come back.
I'll be here.
I'll be here.
I won't be here at the very beginning, but I'll be about 20 minutes late.
Okay.
What time are we supposed to be done? Then?
It starts at 11. He was going to drop everything off about 10:30.
Okay.
Everything will be hot when we get it, and he'll bring some bowls and whatever.
So everything's set up for it, so.
Yep. They did a good job, so. Wonderful they got that done.
I'm glad to know that we might actually get some people here for it then.
Other than that, that's all I got.
Do we have any updates on the park board? I mean, that'll be starting.
That'll be coming up. He did text me and ask me if he could start getting some things together and working on some things, and I said if there's stuff to do, go ahead. So.
Because it's going to be the season, I suppose. Yeah. People start. Yeah. When do we open, do you remember? The May 1st?
Usually.
So did he have the highway department down doing the trees so that they knew what?
They were down in Elm, yeah.
Well, I know the highway department was, but did he show them the stuff they needed to get done or what?
I think they went over that beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was good, kept them busy.
Yeah, yeah. We're lucky in that way.
So when do we bring back talk about the school issues? Where are we at on that? Is she doing another checking or what are we at?
Well, we've checked about as much as you can check on that.
But we were going to check on how the legislated update was going to work.
Yeah, but that's 3 years.
That's a couple years out, too.
Unless they switch to annual.
Yeah.
That ain't happening anytime soon. We can hope, but I don't...
Yeah, Tanya said she could start it.
Okay, well...
When the next session starts.
Well, it sounded like it took the Williams County almost 6 months to get it in. So it should be started now.
So we just got to make a decision on how we want to proceed forward.
And Deb was going to check on what the actual numbers were going to be.
Because personally, I think we have to make up the shortfall.
That's what I say. Well, when are we going to bring that back and see where we're at on it?
I mean,
probably next
commission meeting. It's not the school district's fault at the shortfall.
No.
We have to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to be on the agenda to
vote
on
it. That's what I mean. That's where my question, when are we going to bring that up? To?
Let's put that on the next meeting.
Okay.
And then we'll make a decision.
Okay.
Because like I said, it's not the school's fault.
No.
And I mean, it's the county's fault. So we either have to bite it and pay it. I mean, we got to pay it. But either we have to just bite it and pay it.
We're hoping
but
that we get
something
rejuvenated.
But if they sue us, then our insurance will pay it.
We don't want them to sue us.
I don't know if the insurance will pay us. They will defend us. I don't think they'll pay it.
I mean, Ray is right. I mean, if we own the money, in my opinion.
Yeah. Anything else?
Is spring here?
Spring has sprung.
Okay, let's declare officially spring has started.
It officially started the 20th, didn't it?
21st, wasn't it?
Nice 21st. Day,
Friday.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Okay.
All in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign.
Was there anything you wanted to contribute to it?
You know, I didn't want to contribute. I was just curious on the status of the Bald Hill or the Bayshore
Hillside.
Oh, okay.
And what was going to happen, and they told me they were going to keep one lane open. That's great. They told me it was going down on bids in April. That's great. Those were two of my questions. The other question is, when's it going to happen?
This year.
This year.
They're talking at the township. We came in. The only issue we got a questioning is with the lights, and we're hauling farm stuff.
Yeah.
How much passage you're going to get if you get